This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. New this Wednesday in the Middle East, Israel and Hamas agree to a hostage deal and a four-day pause in the fighting. Israel's full cabinet approving an agreement that would include Hamas terrorists releasing Israeli hostages that have been held since the terrorist attack back on October 7th. Now this comes after an intense six-hour-long meeting in Tel Aviv. At least 50 women and children will be released by Hamas in exchange. Israel says it will pause in fighting in Gaza for 4 days. 150 Palestinian prisoners, women and children, currently being held in Israeli jails will also be released. But there is still no word yet about releasing men. Family members of the hostages speaking out at a news conference, among them Michael Levy, the brother of Orr Levy, who was kidnapped during the music festival back on October 7th, his wife killed in the terrorist attack.
We don't sleep. We barely eat, and we want him home.
In other news here in the States, it is Wednesday, November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, and millions of Americans are busy heading to the nation's airports to catch flights today. Others driving to their destinations, travel expected to break records. We learned today that President Biden will be taking Air Force One, leaving Washington, D.C. for the Thanksgiving holiday. He'll be spending time with family in Nantucket. In some parts of Pennsylvania, we learned there could be a shortage of Christmas trees. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
Some experts say the supply of live Christmas trees could be a little smaller in the Pittsburgh area this year. Aaron Garau with the Pennsylvania Christmas Tree Growers Association says an oversupply of about 5 or 6 years ago resulted in fewer tree plantings, meaning less of them will be hitting the market this year. I'm Lance Pry.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Actress Susan Sarandon in the news. She's been dropped by her talent agency after her anti-Semitic remarks at a pro-Palestinian rally. USA's John Schaefer now with the very latest.
Hollywood talent agency UTA has parted ways with actress Susan Sarandon following her anti-Jewish remarks at a pro-Palestinian rally in New York City on October 7th.
There are a lot of people that are afraid of being Jewish at this time and are getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Muslim in this country, so often subjected to violence.
The 77-year-old Oscar winner's comments led to her dismissal from UTA, with reports suggesting that several staffers at the agency were deeply affected by her statements.
Turning now to politics, the 2024 debate schedule has been released for the three presidential debates and the one vice presidential debate. The opener will be Monday, September 16th at Texas State University. Then the vice presidential debate will be taking place the following Wednesday on September 25th at Lafayette College in Easton, Pennsylvania. Then the second presidential debate Tuesday, October 1st at Virginia State University in Petersburg, VA. And then the third and final presidential debate taking place October 9th at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. All four debates will start at 9 p.m. Eastern and last 90 minutes with no commercials. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Scott Powell, who was going to be here, is on an early vacation. He decided to start Thanksgiving early, but he did leave some evidence and left some things that I'll be sharing with you that is, from his infamous new book that everyone is raving about that you must get your hands on. And so we're going to, talk about one of these great excerpts, from his book. And I know I've got it here right now. Here, let me tell you. Of course, it's called Rediscovering America. And he is, of course, Scott was a senior fellow, he still is, at the Discovery Institute. And as I mentioned, we'll talk about his article, which is a vignette out of his latest acclaimed book, Rediscovering America, which has been a number one new release in history for 8 straight weeks at Amazon. So check it out. Also, I want you to check out this great opportunity for you to have access to the Great American PureFlix Christmas Vault. Great movies that are showing this week, of course, appropriately titled. You get to celebrate a taste of the season. So each week is a theme, okay? So this week through the 26th, celebrate a taste of the season. There's nothing like the smells and tastes of the holidays. I think we all agree. Next week is going to be celebrate coming home. I'll be home for Christmas is everyone's hope. And that series will happen between the 27th through December 3rd. And it continues on through the holidays. So you get to binge all these great Christmas movies that are fun for the entire family. And that's at Great American PureFlix. And right now, as a matter of fact, what they've made available to us that we're passing on to you, because we're givers and we just like to pass this on, and hopefully this will bless you this holiday season, is a 6-month free subscription. Okay, so that means all these holiday movies, normally you'd have to subscribe to them, subscribe to PureFlix, Great American PureFlix, but you don't. As a winner, you get to enjoy 6 months absolutely free for you and your family. So you can binge to your heart's content on all these great holiday movies. It'll take you all the way, I think it's going to take you past Easter even. So, check it out. And all you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's my personal email. Comes to me direct, bill@billmartinezlive.com. In the subject, make sure in the subject tab you put, I'm a winner, okay, because you're a winner. But I'm a winner. That way I'll know that you are participating in this campaign. We draw your name out, and you will be receiving a link that will entitle you to 6 months of free subscriptions to all these great movies that are there from the great American PureFlix organization. And, of course, this is our special Christmas promotion from us to you, okay? Thanksgiving again tomorrow, and we were talking about this earlier with Rick Manning, and I had promised that I would read for you. This is a transcript from President George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation from October the 3rd, 1789, by the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both House and Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being with a capital B, talking about Almighty God, who is the beneficent author, capital A, of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of His providence, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty, which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which has been placed, which hath been pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them, us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as He alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1789, George Washington. This proclamation, when you embrace and understand what our president, as Rick said, was so inspired. I mean, this is so heartfelt, and what makes this so meaningful is you have this sense. I mean, it's a proclamation, but in a way, it's a prayer. It is a divine prayer, an acknowledgement of God Almighty. I mean, think about it. In this, he didn't talk about family, being thankful for family, being thankful for all these earthly things. I mean, you have to talk about governments, because governments are in place, ordained by God, you know, to protect its citizens, to honor its citizens. That is the purpose of government. And the pilgrims and our early founding fathers understood that's what it was about. And And of course, this is pronounced in this proclamation that this is the reason for government. And you compare this proclamation with where we are today in the United States of America, and you see, okay, there's a differential here. What I call the grief to happiness ratio, right? That balance between grief and happiness, where are we? And it's that balance seems to be more grief, more on the side of grief than happiness, because why? Because our government is not honoring its reason to exist. And certainly, the first thing, it's not honoring Almighty God who blessed us with this great American idea and the capacity to be fruitful, to multiply, to be, as John Winthrop prayed to God, to be that shining light on a hill, not only for its residents and its citizens, but for others to see.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving to you, fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, that as Rick Manning suggested, I think that would be a good read for the family at Thanksgiving, is to read the proclamation of George Washington. This was, believe it or not, I mean, to think that we're the only nation that sets aside, and even in his proclamation, he says this is a duty of all nations to realize that it is God. He is our source. He is the one that creates governments. He's the one that puts leaders in position and makes it all possible. And but here it is. You know, we're the ones that have responded. I say we're the ones, the United States of America, with a great leader in George Washington that left us this legacy. The first national holiday. Really, you know, think about it. Thanksgiving was our first national holiday. And it didn't become a federal holiday until Abraham Lincoln and his proclamation. But I want to read for you Scott Powell's column, his commentary on Thanksgiving is just one of five pilgrim achievements four centuries ago. He says, the Thanksgiving holiday, which commemorates one part of the pilgrim story, remains the favorite holiday for many Americans for good reasons beyond enjoying a feast. With our country passing through troubled times, it is worth revisiting the pilgrim's five significant achievements, which created the seminal story of America and reveal remarkable insight into who we are and the qualities of character we need to overcome our present challenges, right? First, of the many groups of settlers who came to America, only the pilgrims were singularly motivated by a spiritual quest for religious freedom, one that had its origin with the Protestant Reformation a century before. They repeatedly spoke about their voyage in the New World in terms of a flight from tyranny to freedom, comparing themselves to God's chosen people, the Israelites, who overcame slavery and abuse in Egypt to get to the Promised Land. Similar to the Israelites' exodus, the pilgrims had left what they saw as oppressive and morally corrupt authorities in Great Britain and Europe to create a new life in America. Thus, both American Christians and Jews find profound meaning in the pilgrim's Thanksgiving story. Thanksgiving could be thought of as the holiday that made the other American holidays possible. Without the pilgrims having courage, absolute faith in their cause and calling, and a willingness to sacrifice and risk everything, they never would have embarked on the 94-foot Mayflower, a ship of questionable seaworthiness, were it not for their faith and determination to find freedom of conscience and live according to their biblical beliefs. There may never have been a July 4th Independence Day or other subsequent American holidays we take for granted and celebrate each year. After a harrowing passage across the Atlantic, one that included wild pitching and broadside batterings by gale force winds and ferocious seas that caused the splitting of the ship's main beam, the Mayflower was blown off course from the intended destination of the established Virginia colony territory to wilds of Cape Cod. The pilgrims knew not where they were nor how to proceed, so they beseeched the Almighty for favor in a making landfall in a suitable place with fresh water and fertile soil to establish a new and independent settlement. Now in sight of land after a frightening voyage and facing hunger from spoiled and depleted provisions and anxious about settling outside the purview of Virginia Company chartered territory, the secular Mayflower passengers were restless and insolent. And this is when the pilgrims made their second major achievement that would shape the future of America. Pilgrim leaders John Carver, William Bradford, and William Brewster recognized Mayflower passengers, diverse as they were, needed to maintain unity to survive in a potentially inhospitable environment. So they drafted a governing agreement that would be acceptable to both their Christian brethren and the secular crew members and merchant adventurers who made up about half the 102 people aboard the Mayflower. That governing document, known as the Mayflower Compact, provided for peace, security, and equality for everyone in their anticipated settlement. Now, regardless of faith or, a secular perspective, they all could agree on peace, security, and equality, right? So with every man aboard signing the Mayflower Compact, the pilgrims established a foundation for democratic self-government based on the will of people for the first time. It was the Mayflower Compact that laid the cornerstone of the U.S. Constitution, which would be drafted and adopted, imagine this, 170 years later. There's just something about quality and legacy, right? And something that I believe, as we were talking with with Rick Manning earlier, how things that come from God, how true and lasting they remain, right? Well, the fact that all the pilgrims survived the squalid and cramped ship quarters during the dangerous crossing of a vast ocean is no doubt partially attributable to the good fortune that the Mayflower had previously been enlisted as a wine transport cargo ship. Unlike most merchant ships, she had a sweet smell from all her decks and bilges being disinfected with wine sloshing and soaking from broken barrels of Bordeaux and high alcohol port in the many prior crossings of the sometimes stormy English Channel. That all changed once the Mayflower passengers settled in New Plymouth, Massachusetts in December of 1620. The first winter was devastating, as you'll recall, with illness affecting most and over half the pilgrims dying, including four entire families. But it could have been worse. The fate of the pilgrim colonists would surely have been more difficult had they not settled where they did, adjacent to friendly natives of the Pakonokat Indian village that were part of the Wampanoag tribe. And had they not befriended two who providentially could speak broken English, Squanto and Somerset, perhaps none would have survived. Squanto and his fellow native tribesmen would teach the pilgrims survival skills, showing them how to hunt fish and plant various crops such as corn, squash, and variety of beans, which were unknown to the Englishmen. The Pilgrims' third major achievement was the Pilgrim Wampanoag Peace Treaty that was signed on April the 1st of 1621 by Massasoit and the leaders of the Plymouth Colony. And a remarkable accomplishment it was, for it lasted more than 50 years. Think about it. Longer than subsequent peace treaties made by other colonizing groups with native Indian tribes. The fact that there were bloody conflicts between other colonists and tribes, such as the Pequot War fought in Connecticut in 1636 to 1637, makes the pilgrims stand out, for they succeeded in maintaining the longest lasting and most equitable peace between natives and immigrants in the history of what would become these United States. Despite learning from the native Indians how to plant, cultivate, and harvest new crops in their first year, the pilgrims complied with their sponsoring Virginia Company charter that called for settlement farmland to be owned and worked communally and for harvest to be equally shared. This socialist common property approach created disincentives to work. William Bradford recorded in his memoir that while slackers showed up late for work, everybody was happy to claim their equal share. Interesting. Production only shrank. Although no one is certain of the exact date of the first Thanksgiving, we know it was Pilgrim Initiative, celebrated in November of 1621 to give thanks to God for their survival. Having lost so many during the first winter in Plymouth, and for the first harvest, meager though it was, when Massasoit was invited to join the pilgrims, it was assumed that he wouldn't bring more guests than the 50-odd Mayflower survivor host. Massasoit arrived with twice that number, well-stocked with food, fowl, and game of all kinds, including five deer. There were more than enough for everyone, and it turns out the first Thanksgiving celebration would last 3 days, punctuated by Indian song, games, and dance, pilgrim prayers, and even a military parade by Miles Standish. Imagine that. The pilgrims' fourth major achievement was the rejection of socialism and the adoption of private enterprise. After the meager Thanksgiving harvest and second season of collective farming and distribution proved equally disappointing, Governor Bradford had seen enough recording that the system was found to breed much confusion and discontent and retard much employment that would have been to their benefit and comfort. So before the 1623 season, he scraped the socialist farming and replaced it with private ownership of land for each of the families. As a result of becoming responsible for their own welfare and gaining freedom to choose when to grow for consumption or trade, the pilgrims' productivity surged. The fifth factor that distinguished the pilgrims was their model relational behavior. And you can read more about it at Scott Powell's column. Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you. The one on the couch you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine and More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Update. New this Wednesday in the Middle East, Israel and Hamas agree to a hostage deal and a four-day pause in the fighting. Israel's full cabinet approving an agreement that would include Hamas terrorists releasing Israeli hostages that have been held since the terrorist attack back on October 7th. Now this comes after an intense six-hour-long meeting in Tel Aviv. At least 50 women and children will be released by Hamas. In exchange, Israel says it will pause in fighting in Gaza for 4 days. 150 Palestinian prisoners, women and children, currently being held in Israeli jails will also be released. In other news here in the States, it is Wednesday, November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, and millions of Americans are busy heading to the nation's airports to catch flights today. Others driving to their destinations, travel expected to break records. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, hashtag Giving Tuesday falls on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving and serves as a reminder to spread kindness and give back to others. What better way to express gratitude and support than by making a difference in the lives of military families who have sacrificed so much for our country. Agreed? Well, Ken Fisher, the CEO of Fisher House Foundation, is here with us to emphasize the important role family plays in the recovery of our wounded, injured, and ill service members and vets, and explore ways to express our heartfelt gratitude to our nation's military heroes. With a philanthropic spirit and the leadership of a national nonprofit boasting 19 consecutive A-plus ratings on Charity Navigator, Ken is a recognized authority on charitable giving and veteran issues. Ken, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be back, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's, I appreciate this opportunity for us to, get up to date, and for our audience. I'm sure most people have heard about the Fisher House Foundation, but let's take a moment and remind them of all the great works that the Fisher House Foundation does.
Okay, thank you. Let's start with the founding of Fisher House, which was back in 1990. By my late uncle Zachary Fisher, when it was brought to his attention that this basic yet underappreciated need existed. Fisher House is now best known for its network that presently consists of 96 comfort homes around the world now. We're a global foundation. where military and veteran families can stay free of charge for as long as their loved one's hospital stay dictates. To date, we have we've helped 455,000 guest families.
Wow.
Save $575 million worth of travel and lodging expenses. So it's been quite a journey.
Well, that is phenomenal, those kind of numbers there. And with the A-plus rating, it demonstrates, again, your heart and your commitment and that, you know, and what you do to fulfill and support vets who, you know, this is such a great gift to them, Ken, and we cannot thank you enough, and you know, for your uncle for starting this.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Bill, it's really for me. It was it started as a desire to continue a legacy, and it grew into a passion that I wasn't even prepared for. But I have learned so much through the years. Not having served myself, and so many of us haven't. And I think that's where the disconnect comes because, you know, we talk about the sacrifices that men and women and veterans have made in uniform, but very rarely do we talk about the people that are behind every one of these men and women, which are their families.
Exactly.
And these families make sacrifices and bear burdens that the average American will never understand because so many of us didn't serve. And so if you start with a day like Giving Tuesday, which actually began, it's been so long now, I forgot, it began in 2012. You know, and what better way to think about the many blessings that we have, as divided as this nation is, and as many problems as we have, we are still blessed to be American.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And giving back, especially on a day like Giving Tuesday, is a great way to pay a debt that, quite honestly, we can never hope to repay in full. And and I think it's a great way to start on a day like Giving Tuesday that happens just before the Christmas tsunami comes and just after Thanksgiving, when we remind ourselves how thankful we are and how many blessings that we have.
Well, Ken, let me say this. As a former Marine, we served, you know, out of honor, out of love for our country. And we also, you know, served people in and out of uniform. We served the country. And though, you know, people in our country may not have worn a uniform, because roughly about 99% of the country has not worn a uniform. But we need, I mean, this is what the power of being united is all about. Everybody has a role to play, like the Fisher House. I mean, you're filling a need to people who did serve. And this is what really is what serving in the military is all about, or serving in our community. It's about service to our fellow human being. And that in and of itself, and I think your uncle understood this, is this is what unites us and really holds that American dream together, doesn't it?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that, you know, that when you think about the sacrifices, you know, and the burdens that have been borne on our behalf by you, by your family, and by the other veterans and people mm-hmm. that currently serve, you know, that so often, you know, we only really think about these men and women when, you know, when they're on the front pages, when they're forward deployed and they're out there. But we still have people that are out there that are forward deployed.
Exactly.
And even though the news moves from the front to the back pages, you know, we can't, this out of sight, out of mind concept just doesn't work when it comes to service and sacrifice. And so we understood that early on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become part of our DNA.
Exactly.
Don't be somebody that just sits back and says, yes, there's a problem. Be solution driven. Be part of the solution. I think that would help this country in so many ways if we just remember, you know, why we are so blessed to live here.
Well, and Giving Tuesday does that as well, because as we know, the old axiom, better to give than receive. And how many people are blessed, Ken, every year when they participate in Giving Tuesday? I know that they may start the day and think, okay, well, I've got to give today, but the aftermath, the afterglow, I could say, after participating in Giving Tuesday, it is very rewarding in knowing that they did their part to preserve freedom for this country, because freedom always comes with a cost, doesn't it?
It sure does. Freedom is not free, and we know that. And people like you have are the living embodiment of that, because only you know what service and sacrifice really entails. And mm-hmm. So when you get down to the average American and, you know, the fact that so many of us did not serve, that there are ways to serve this nation, you
exactly.
know, in other ways. And so you take a day like Giving Tuesday as a starting point. And, you know, if it's nothing else, it's just the start. If it's just the first step, you know, in giving and entering the holiday season and, you know, at least doing something that is positive towards this nation before we start Christmas shopping and do all the other things. And then, you know, we tend to focus on family and mm-hmm. and rightfully so. But, you know, to remember that there are families that are making sacrifices and burdens that are only growing during the holiday season.
So how do we activate our listeners so they're involved in Giving Tuesday, Ken? What do they need to do?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, there's hashtag Giving Tuesday. You can go there. You can be part of the dialogue. You can discuss ways to give, be part of the conversation. That's a great first step. For us, it would be to go to fisherhouse.org. And learn a little bit more about what we do. We're not just about lodging anymore. We have a program called Hero Miles. You can donate unused frequent flyer miles to us, and we in turn can buy tickets for family members to go back and forth, because so many times they're so far away from home during the holiday time that Hero Miles helps them go back and forth. We have a great partnership this year with United and with Delta, who will match the miles through the end of November. So that's one way. You're volunteering, whether it's with Fisher House or anybody, you know, mm-hmm. giving money is a wonderful thing, but giving time is so valuable. And it's so important to these men and women to know that people care enough to take time out of their day and volunteer and help them.
Well, Ken Fisher is strongly committed to serving our military community as he carries on his great uncle Zach's legacy as chairman and CEO of the Fisher House Foundation. As you can appreciate and understand, this is not only for service members and veterans, it's for their family members as well. The website, Ken, as we wrap things up, where they can go for more information?
Fisherhouse.org, Bill, is where they can go and learn a little bit more about us. But the most important thing is take advantage of Giving Tuesday as a first step towards doing something to repay a debt, as I said before, that could never hope to be repaid in full.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find Pinot Noirs and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with us, Bill Martinez here, and we're going to be talking with Victoria Jackson, the actress, comedian, and Saturday Night Live alum. She's just released her first music comedy album, When I Get to Nashville. She shared with me that on her bucket list, she always wanted to hear her song on the radio. So, Victoria Jackson, this is for you.
When I get to Nashville, I'm going to make the rounds. I'll do a show on Music Row or Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. I'll get booked at the Bluebird. It's hard, but I know I will. 'Cause I'm gonna be a country star when I get to Nashville. When I get to Nashville, I'm gonna make a splash. I'll dress up all in sequins or in black like Johnny Cash. Or let Manuel make me something swell. Give them all a thrill. I'm gonna be a country star when I get to Nashville. Right now I'm waiting tables at a truck stop in Omaha. But when I get to Guitar Town, I'll show them something that they never saw. When I get to Nashville, I'm gonna knock them dead. I'll be the only country singing star who can sing standing on her bed. I'll play my ukulele at the Opry and make their hearts stand still. I'm gonna be a country star when I get to Nashville. Right now,
back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, you've been waiting for her, and you don't have to wait any longer. For me, it's been, I think, 3 years since we talked about her book, Lavender Hair. Of course, we all know and recognize the actress, comedian, and Saturday Night Live alum, Victoria Jackson. And she's announced the upcoming release of her first comedy album, When I Get to Nashville, which actually is just was just released last week. So it's ready for the pickings, and with her signature ukulele and, you know, just some great songs and good fun all there waiting for you just in time for this holiday season to keep a smile on your face. Victoria, good to have you back with us. How have you been?
Bill Martinez, I've been, well,
you know, getting older, staying busy, and you just gave me the sweetest review off the air. You're the first person who has actually listened to my CD and given me feedback, and it was positive, and I'm so grateful.
Well, I love the freeness of it. In fact, it's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, she goes in a studio. I mean, most artists, they do like, you know, 12 cuts, all right? You get 12 cuts on a CD or, you know, a digital recording and that sort of thing. She has 18. What did they have to, did they have to drag you out of there? You just kept coming up with more songs, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, this is fun. Let's stay here forever. But I did break a lot of rules, didn't I?
Yeah, but that's okay. But that's what makes you so precious. You know that, right?
Well, I try to break rules and stay within the framework of biblical morality. But I break everything I can.
Well, that's because, you see, your parents raised you in such a way, you know, they gave you strong guidelines, but you were one that would like to get outside the edges every once in a while, right? And I don't mean in an unbiblical manner. I just mean because of your own spirit. That's all.
Yeah, like the producers were going, we have to use a click track. I go, I don't want to use a click track. Sometimes in my songs, I like to stop and talk in the middle of the stanza. And they're
exactly.
Like, but we need a click track. I'm like, I don't want a click track. So, Bill, the last time I saw you in person was at NRB?
That's correct. A couple years back, you were wandering around saying hi to everybody, being interviewed by everybody. And I can't remember exactly what all was going on, but, you know, every time I went by, everybody was laughing. So I said, well, that's just Victoria being Victoria. But you didn't have your ukulele with you. You see,
no.
And if you'd had your ukulele with you, I would have said, hey, look, come on, girl, you gotta get on the show here. And let's ukulele the fans up, you know.
I think I had just gotten cancer treatment, and I had nothing to plug or sell, and I was wandering around just so I could be near Christians and ask them to pray for me. I mean,
wow.
I bumped into all these people, and they prayed for me. I think I might have been bald. That was 7 years ago. And
you almost ignited a revival. Are you kidding me? Everybody's praying for it. See, that's the deal. You get a bunch of Christians around, and we don't know better. We just believe in Jesus and do what we do what He tells us to do, right?
Yes, and their prayers worked because I've been cancer free for 8 years.
How cool! Oh, wow! Yeah, that is so cool, and you are, and I'm as well. I mean, I've recovered from cancer as well. Prayers and all that. Yeah, so awesome. But anyway, go ahead.
But Bill, I always like to say, absent from the body, present with the Lord. For me,
amen,
to live is Christ, to die is gain. So basically, I don't know if I should be celebrating still being on the earth because it's better to be with Him. So it's a win-win either way.
Exactly. That's what I say. I'm with you on it. Because once you get to that part, it's like, okay, we're, you know, when God brings us home, He brings home. Meanwhile, He's got a plan for us, like for you, when you get to Nashville. I mean, you know, here's this music. I mean, that wouldn't have happened. People aren't going to chuckle, have a good time. They're not going to hear, you know, more and more about you and your husband's just special hot relationship that you have going on. I love this lady. She says that good art comes from pain, says that her husband of 30 years has asked for a divorce, and says that actually he didn't ask for a divorce. He screamed it a million times, but I guess he hasn't convinced himself after a million times because you guys are still married, right?
We're still married, and he keeps screaming it. This is it. I'm done. I'm done. And I'm like, okay, see you later, honey.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what marriage is. I don't know. But yeah, I was pretty pretty open and honest about our marriage challenges, and I always try to find the silver lining. But then I slipped a Bible verse into one of the songs because I feel like in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. So I always try to because my main goal in life is soul winning, but my yes. personality is comedy. I can't help it.
Exactly.
My dad was like this. So I guess the Lord uses everyone. If we're a believer, we're missionaries, whether we like it or know it or not, we are, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, well, because we got a testimony. I mean, like for you, here, 8 years, you're dealing with cancer, you're cancer-free. All that you've learned along the way, you know, as you write about, it's so true, I can so relate to this, that, you know, that, you know, in dealing with pain, as you say, it's a good, it's a great material for songwriting. And now, let me ask you this, just from your perspective. You know, the Bible often says it's better to live on the corner of a roof with, you know, a quarrelsome or contentious woman, but it doesn't say anything about a quarrelsome or contentious man. Do you take exception to that?
You know, that's interesting. There's another verse that it says, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And mm-hmm. it doesn't say wives love your husbands as Christ loves. And it says wives submit. So it's kind of interesting how, because I think it's easy for women to love. And I think it's hard for them to submit. And I think it's, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I think you hit a good point here because you're right. I think that it is counterintuitive. You know, it's natural. Women love easily. And I hadn't even thought about that because in that verse, it also says, you say submit. In my version, it says respect. Men,
yeah.
that's their love language, if you can say that. That's what gets them excited, is if you respect them. You disrespect them, oh my goodness, you know. Well, look, for the radio part, we got to wrap this up right now. But I'm going to call you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say, Victoria, your song is going to be playing on the radio, so you need to tune in so that you can hear, for the first time, we can get that off the bucket list. And
yeah.
And then the next one, we're going to be praying hard that you get into the Grand Ole Opry. You know, here at NRB, when we were there, you were just right around the corner. The Grand Ole Opry was like, you know, 100 steps away.
Yeah.
Right?
I know, they need to do Minnie Pearl, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And you would be the one. You said you want to be the next Minnie Pearl.
Yep, it's one of the songs on my album.
I know, I love it. So are you gonna, you know, even keep all the price tags and everything on like she did?
No, I have another gimmick. I have a big bow, and I can do a handstand, and she can't do a handstand.
Well, hey, there it is. See, you always, that's you, see? That is you,
yeah.
The big bow. Yeah, exactly. And are you going to have lavender hair, or are you going to do maybe a different mix or something?
No, lavender hair was just one of my songs that I made mm-hmm. up when I had chemo and I was bald.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll have my regular hair so people will recognize me.
Well, we'll recognize you regardless. Victoria Jackson, as always, you're so awesome. I so appreciate you. You're a joy.
Thank you, Bill Martinez. You're a joy. You made my day.
Well, I'm glad we made each other's day, and I look forward to it. Okay, so I'm going to be calling you. I'm going to call you this number. I'm going to say, get ready, and I'll fire you an email or a text and say, get ready. You're going to be on the air. You can listen, and then yes, I would love to see that video of you capturing the time that you listen on the radio. You're listening to your song when I get to Nashville, right?
Yes, I can't wait.
Well, you got it. Okay, the new album, I guess we still say album. You can tell I'm a 70s radio guy, so I still talk albums, CDs, that sort of thing. But everything's so digital these days, you think, okay, am I saying the right thing? But I guess you can still say album. And it's now out there, and you can get it at all the usual places through Amazon and anywhere where music is sold, right?
Yep.
And get ready to have a fun time with the one and only Victoria Jackson. Victoria, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
You too. Bye, Bill.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.